I like them all, Brad, but some of these now are really beginning to fascinate me, like the colony of extraterrestrials undersea. Tell me about this one.
Well, this is an interesting one because I guess it's my Viking heritage, but I've always been fascinated by mysteries of the sea. And I, way back in 1961, I started getting reports from shrimp boats. Captains talking about objects that they were running into down in the Gulf, and sometimes something would hook into them and almost pull their shrimp boats under.
Oh my gosh.
So I thought, well, you know, that's not one of our submarines. They aren't doing things like that. So what could that be? And of course, that was before I began to write this book. So I had quite a file of unidentified submersibles and some of the antics that they were doing. One that I found quite intriguing happened in 1942. That's, you know, 5 years before Roswell. And this was a pilot down in the South Seas spotting a craft with a cupola on top, is the way he described it. Okay, I'm finding it now. I want to be exact on this. This was mid-February 1942, Lieutenant William...
patience. This should be a good one, though. It's well worth waiting for.
Oh, thank you. Brennan of the Royal Australian Air Force was on patrol over the Bass Strait south of Melbourne, Australia, on the lookout for Japanese submarines or long-range German U-boats. Now, fishermen had already reported mysterious lights bobbing around, so they thought it was probably the Japanese had attacked Darwin on February 19th. So they were really looking sharp. They were flying east of the Tasman Peninsula when they saw this object, bronze color, 150 feet long, 50 feet in diameter, had a dome or cupola on top. It flew parallel to Lieutenant Brennan and his squadron, and then zip straight, not a crash, but a dive into the ocean, and then never emerged again. Now, we know that other people have sighted objects like that. People in yachts have hit objects that should not have been there. There's nothing. They're out in the middle of the ocean. So I became intrigued by a theory of Dr. Roger Westcott, who said and put forth the theory in his Divine Animal, that extraterrestrials could have landed on Earth circa 10,000 years or so ago, mm-hmm. once again undertook the tutelage of humankind and saw, hey, this really isn't working, and withdrew. And I think undersea bases that would be the perfect place on this planet for an ET colony to be established.
They decided not to leave, but they went underwater.
They went underwater and then emerged from time to time to check in. Now, he theorized, and, you know, people are uncomfortable when people say this, but he theorized, you know, that such individuals as Buddha, Jesus, Krishna, the good guys came up from there, and then some of the not-so-good guys like Genghis Khan and Attila the Hun may have been sent up from time to time with varying degrees of success. Someone like Genghis Khan, Attila the Hun, couldn't handle the power they had, but someone like Jesus, Buddha, and Krishna, they held truer to what the extraterrestrial tutors were trying to teach us. So then this is Atlantis under the ocean. And we could do an entire program, and you probably have, George, on UFOs, objects under the ocean.
I love it. I love that topic.
Yeah, because that's perfect. Now, if you saw the movie The Abyss a few years ago.
It's classic.
Classic. Absolute classic. There again, I think the whole structure of settling, that there would be no better place. You know, we have not begun to plunge the depths, plunge the depths of the ocean. And that would be an ideal place, which then the alternate theory to that, which we come up with next, is, of course, the classic one of the Nagas, the serpentine beings, the wise ones, the great teachers that are in the hollow earth, the supermen that are in the hollow earth. And, of course, the whole concept of the Third Reich, of the Superman, as many people have theorized, including myself, that Hitler was preparing his people to be the equals or to be acceptable to the Superman from beneath the earth. Then we have the distortion of the Darrow and the Tarot, and I couldn't resist, because this is very, very rare. If we can go to our pictures again, please, George.
Okay, here we go, and this is the one right after you and Sherry in Peru,
yes,
right?
Yes,
okay.
Yes. The Shaver mystery, many people have heard about it. Richard Shaver wrote to Ray Palmer, who at that time was editing Amazing Stories. He wrote of his racial memory in the caves of the Hollow Earth with the Darrow and the Tarot. The Darrow, after this nuclear war on the surface of the Earth, when the great wise teachers retreated within for our Atlantis in the Hollow Earth, or the Atlantis underground, their minds were gone. They were more savage. They had regressed. But the Tarot tried to stay and help us from time to time. They tried to look. But the UFOs, how many UFOs have been seen coming up from lakes, from old mine shafts, whatever, have been reported. We can't deny that strangeness of this particular phenomena and this intense and persistent residue that the wise ones retreated from the surface of the earth and either went undersea or went underground. So one leads to the other, but yet they are distinct.
David Icke talks about the reptilians, of course, that went underground.
Yeah. So the reptilians underground, of course, that's the Naga, that's the wise ones, you know, of the Indian mythology. But this is a cave painting that I received from Richard Shaver himself before he passed unto the great unknown. And he claimed that these are, and so many people have said, boy, do you have one, where can I get one? Well, here's a gift to everyone who's ever wanted it. This is his painting, and I can't tell you what strange technique he used, but he claimed, George, that this is actual rock. This is his painting of the rock, and this is of the Norse god Odin. And I think you can kind of see a large nose, the eye, and probably Valkyries and so forth behind. So, again, that's his connection with, of course, the mythology of the Scandinavians, the Norse, and the ancient ones beneath.